Thompson was found guilty of two felonies for her role in helping Edelman Travel Group of Milwaukee win a contract covering state employee travel. Edelman executives have given thousands of dollars to Governor Doyle's reelection campaign. U.S. Attorney Stephen Biskupic of Milwaukee led the prosecution's case against Thompson. He says speculation that Thompson was following the orders of former administration secretary Mark Murata, who now heads Doyle's reelection effort, are not supported by any evidence.
The allegation was against Georgia Thompson, you know, several layers below Mark Murata. There's no reason for the public to speculate that, you know, based on the evidence we presented, that this went past Georgia Thompson.
Still, Biskupic says he plans to meet this week with Dane County prosecutors and Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager to talk about the Thompson case. The Doyle administration is trying to distance itself from any political fallout. Current administration secretary Stephen Bablich attended the reading of the verdict and later told reporters that the process will begin to terminate Thompson's employment. Bablich says even though Governor Doyle met with Edelman before the contracting process began, Doyle had nothing to do with awarding the actual contract.
What we're really talking about is an isolated incident with one individual, not involving the governor. And so I don't think that it will harm the governor.
That's not to say the Republican Party won't try to politically injure Doyle. The state GOP is urging Doyle to return the Edelman donations and continues to label the Thompson case Travelgate. Doyle says he has zero tolerance for ethical lapses in government, but his campaign refuses to return the money back to the Edelman group. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.